The outgoing tide looks at a small family who is spending time at their seasonal home on the Chesapeake. The parents, Gunnar and Peg, who have been married for over 50 years, are visited by their only child, Jack. The bucolic setting is perfect for a feel-good summer play of a family getting together during the summer to heal minor emotional wounds. But it's not summer, and the wounds are far from minor. The play is set in autumn, and Gunnar's life is entering dead winter. He has Alzheimer's disease, and it's advancing rapidly. He's cognizant enough to realize he has two choices: to enter a home and live the rest of his life in mental limbo, depleting the finances of his family, or to die a death with dignity. It sounds as if The Outgoing Tide could be a senior citizen version of Whose Life Is It Anyway? Though it touches on a similar theme of death with dignity, it's different. Since society does not believe in euthanasia, if Gunnar is to die with dignity, he must choose suicide. This is not an angst-filled will-he-or-won't-he play. Gunnar has made his decision, fought things out, devised a way to secure his family's financial well-being, and as he says, tied up all the loose ends. Playwright Bruce Graham has written an almost clinical depiction of the tragedy of Alzheimer's by showing Gunnar mistaking the microwave for the TV, visiting an impersonal antiseptic nursing home, facing the fear of wearing diapers, and the desperation that follows a lost train of thought. It's sadly accurate, but rarely is it maudlin. Graham understands that often major life experiences have to be made without emotional baggage attached. He takes great pain to show, through flashbacks, what was is no longer. Gunnar was an imperfect man who was emotionally distant from his son and has grown aloof from his wife. Because Gunnar lacks emotion, so does the play, and often its absence is missed. One longs to see the family caring about the loss of the person as much as they analyze the correctness of the decision. There are times where the choice to live or die is less traumatic than if they were making a decision to relocate. It's not that the characters don't care about each other. They do. John Noble plays Gunnar as a gruff man who wants to make right the distance he created with others. It's a solid performance of a man who lived an isolated life in the midst of a family. Joanne Westervelt creates a warm bag. She is a gentle woman who long ago realized she had no control over her husband and accepts him for who he is. Kevin Gardner creates a most complicated character as the grown son, Jack. He is unable to embrace either side of the debate because he was raised in an emotional vacuum. Growing up, he felt he was an outsider and an intrusion. He knows he disappointed his father and is uncertain about the relationship with his mother. In a serious play, a lot of humor comes from the way their parents strum at the young Jack with wild stories designed to drain him. The Outgoing Tide is a thoughtful play about an important topic that is neglected in our society. It's directed by Carol Max, who is also the company's artistic director. It's clear she understands the complexity of the subject and the need to discuss such hot-button topics. The Outgoing Tide is at Curtain Call Theater, 210 Old Loudon Road in Latham. It plays through August 2nd. Performances are 7:30 Thursdays and Fridays, 8 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. Sundays. For ticket and information, call 877-7529. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.